title. The Unseen Hand. Once upon a time, in a quiet corner of Oregon, the tranquil life of Baker City was about to be shaken to its core. The Greater Idaho Movement was gaining traction, a beacon of change for many, and a source of fear for others. The city, with its rich history and close-knit community, found itself at the crossroads of a historic shift, a battleground of ideologies, where the future of the region was to be decided. In the midst of this turmoil, a new figure emerged on the political landscape, a woman named Beverly, who had recently moved to Baker City. With a charismatic personality and a knack for public speaking, she quickly climbed the ranks of local politics, eventually securing a position as the mayor. But whispers began to circulate. Whispers that spoke of shadowy figures in the corridors of power in Portland who had orchestrated Beverly's sudden rise to power. Beverly was said to be a puppet of the Democrats who ruled the state from the urban centers in the West. She was there to sow discord, to fracture the unity that the Greater Idaho Movement had fostered among the local populace. With a divisive agenda and a talent for inflammatory rhetoric, she began to drive wedges into the close-knit fabric of Baker City. Council meetings became battlegrounds with Beverly at the helm, steering the ship with a firm hand, unyielding and uncompromising. She was accused of manipulating the city charter to her advantage, of stalling elections, and of attempting to seize power through undemocratic means. Council chamber, once a place of civil discourse, became a theater of conflict, with Beverly playing both the protagonist and the antagonist in a drama of her own making. But the city spiraled into chaos. The citizens began to see through the smoke and mirrors. A group of concerned locals started to dig deeper to uncover the truth behind Beverly's sudden appearance in their city. They found connections, strings that led all the way to the power centers of the Democratic Party, unveiling a plot that sought to undermine the Greater Idaho Movement through division and strife. But the people of Baker City were resilient. United in their pursuit of truth and justice, they rallied against the unseen hand that sought to control their fate. Many meetings turned into strategy sessions. As the citizens devised a plan to reclaim their city from the clutches of external influences, as the day of the decisive council meeting approached, the air in Baker City was thick with anticipation. The community came together, a sea of determined faces, ready to stand up for their values and their vision for the future. The council chamber was packed, a testimony to the unity of a community refusing to be torn apart. Beverly, sensing the shift in the tide, tried to hold her ground. But the collective will of the people was too strong. And by one, council members began to voice their dissent, breaking free from the web of manipulation that had ensnared them. In the end, the truth prevailed, as it always does. And the people of Baker City reclaimed their community, a beacon of hope in a world of political intrigue and deceit. And as they stood together under the clear Oregon sky, they knew that their unity was their strength, a force that no amount of manipulation could ever break. And in the heart of Baker City, a lesson was learned, a lesson about the power of community, of truth, and of the indomitable spirit of the people when they stand together, united in purpose and vision.